Hey y'all, it's your girl Erica Ellis. I missed you. I have to say that first. I've missed y'all so much. I apologize for being away. I've been getting so many messages like, girl, when are you going to do another podcast? So you know what? I couldn't even go to sleep tonight because I have this message pressing on my heart for my sisters and my brothers out here who may be listening and needing this encouragement. But if you're new, let me tell you what get lit, stay lit means, all right? It's not just enthusiasm and this like amazing energy that everybody is talking about, right? Getting lit really truly means to live in truth to God's word, living in truth to who he said you are, your identity, your purpose, your relationships, all of those things that truly, truly matter and make a difference in your life. So listen, let me tell you about my experience because you know I have a lot of them and I don't mind sharing them. A week ago, I was going through the motions, y'all. I knew I needed to pray, but I sure did not want to pray. I felt so much resistance. I was so annoyed. I was agitated in my spirit. I was just mad, you know? But I was like, all right, I need to pray. Let me go ahead and pray. But kind of just acting like a brat about it. So I sit on my bed and I start praying out loud, you know, and then finally I said, forget this, Lord, you know what? You only hear the prayers that are said from the heart. So I'm about to be real with you guys. This is exactly what I sounded like, my tone and everything. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be real with you. Like, I'm just so irritated. Like, what's the point of me keep praying about this? Like, I'm not hearing anything from you. Are you going to ever respond? Like, the thing hasn't changed yet. It's still the same. Like, oh my God. Like, what is the point? And I was so upset. I was so upset. And because I was honest, then my true emotions started to come. Tears started to come. And I was just mad. I was just mad. And you know how you can be so mad, you just cry because you're mad. Like, that's how I was, right? And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just started to soften my heart. I didn't understand it at first. In that moment, I started crying. The anger went from frustration and anger to like, help me. Like, what's wrong? Like, I need some clarity. I need to know what's going on. And the Holy Spirit just started telling me, like, you're disappointed, but you're taking your disappointment out on God. Things aren't not happening because it's God's fault. It's not happening because you're not doing what you need to be doing consistently. It's not happening because of you. It's not God, Erica, it's you. And I just started talking again out loud, but just talking it through like, okay, God, I know you know, when you start a good thing, you bring it to completion. I know, you know, you have predestined me for this. I know when, you know, you created me to produce great things, to be fruitful. You have plans to prosper me and not to harm me. Like, then my attitude started to change, right? Because I was real with God and I was allowing the Holy Spirit to just like, soften that up in me. It was a whole bunch of gunk, right? And just start to remove that debris of all the stuff that was really covering what was really bothering me. And he just got to the truth of the matter. And the truth was, Erica, you disappointed because you're not really as committed as you should be. There are some things that you need to be doing. No, it's not God, sis, it's you. And I had to look at myself. God started to show me, okay, well, you need to do more of this. You have to be more consistent with this. You're not doing this. You're not doing the last thing I told you to do consistently. Like, you're not doing what you know you're supposed to be doing. And I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one who walks around feeling burdened and heavy and overwhelmed and pissed off, to be honest, and to be frank, like just mad and disappointed, and then want to take the disappointment out on God when really we're not doing what we know we should be doing. And you know what? Pastor Stephen Furtick actually just spoke on a message about that. So that's probably why I'm regurgitating what he said, because that's not for me. But it is the truth. And so I just want to encourage whoever is out here listening right now, who's just disappointed and don't even want to talk to God, kind of got a chip on your shoulder, like, man, what's the point? You ain't responding, you know, you ain't saying nothing. The truth is, he's probably like, no, you're not responding. You're not responding to the responsibility of your calling. You're not responding to the responsibility of whatever that task is that he has set before you to do. You probably keep passing by that treadmill or passing by the gym and you're frustrated about your body. It can be something as quote unquote simple as that. Or maybe it's something about going back to school. You're getting frustrated because you want to go back to school and, you know, God has made all these promises to you, but you keep ignoring doing the paperwork. You know, filling out the papers for your transcripts to submit to the school. Like whatever it is God is telling you to do, maybe you're not being overlooked. You're just overlooking the work that you have to do. So I just encourage you to start responding. And then you will start to see a response. You will start to see just results. Like truly, it really is. And so when the Holy Spirit revealed to me that, yeah, no, Erica, you're mad because you're disappointed and really is at yourself, but you don't want to point fingers at yourself. So it's easier to point it back at God because you're like, well, God, you said, and God is like, well, I said do this and you ain't doing it. So I ain't going to be long. I don't want to be redundant, but maybe you just need to go back to the drawing board and say, and be honest with yourself and say, am I doing this? Am I really, really fully committing and executing in the way that I'm supposed to be? Is my disappointment really not on God? Is it really on me? I'm frustrating my own self. So that's what I encourage you to do. In that moment, I had to, one, repent. God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just acting like a brat. I was having a temper tantrum, but you're right. It is on me. It's on me because our destiny, our lives, it is all a partnership with the Lord. He will not take full responsibility for the things that he has called you to do. And so I pray that you show up for yourself. I pray that you show up for the Lord and that you truly be repentant. Change your heart, change your mind, and just do what you know you are supposed to be doing. And I promise you that disappointment will fade and you will start being determined. You will stop being defeated in your mind, in your life, and you'll be victorious because God says that we are more than conquerors. And I pray that you take that truth. Even sometimes it hurts, y'all. That truth kind of hurt me. Like, dang, I'm mad at myself, you know? But the truth hurts, but the truth also heals. So I pray that you move forward in healing and that you flow into everything God tells you to do and be committed, man. Be committed to the plan, be committed to the promise, and be committed to the partnership, man. Do not give up on God by just checking out mentally, physically. You stay committed to that thing and that disappointment will go away. I promise you. And then he will just re-energize your creativity. And that's the desire that you first had, man. So I love y'all. I thank you for just, you know, supporting the God in me, believing in the God in me and trusting the God in me to just even listen to what your girl has to say. I ain't perfect by no means, but I just truly want to live for God and live in his truth and help y'all live in his truth as well. So as I always say, get lit. Hope you got a little lit today and just stay lit. Stay lit. Commit to this thing. All right. I love you. And you can always reach out to me if you have something that you want to share or talk about or want me to talk about. Hit me up. Go to my website, ericaellis.com. And that's with a CK, E-R-I-C-K-A, Ellis.com. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook. I'm a little crazy, but I love Jesus. All right. Y'all have a good one. Take care.